Hello, I'm Ben, and I'll be kicking off this conversation about the session. If I can turn to you first, Ian.
Hi, Ben. I'll start by raising two points. First is the idea that there are four different perspectives on burnout. A perceived stress perspective, one that focuses on overtraining, one that looks at motivation, and a social perspective. This is because researchers have different ways of looking at the same issue and have slightly different perspectives on the main origins of burnout. This can appear confusing at first, but it really helps us to look at one problem from a number of different angles. The second point is about measuring burnout, and because I'm a sports psychologist, I'll focus on the athlete burnout questionnaire. A strength of questionnaires is that they allow us to compare individuals or groups with one another and provide some standardisation of what burnout is. Whilst a weakness is it's not clear what threshold numbers mean and when someone is burnt out or not, its main use is really as a research and a comparison tool amongst the groups of athletes.
Okay, thanks. Candice, if I can bring you in now, would you like to add anything further to that?
Well, in my experience of teaching this topic, one of the most useful ideas is the stress perspective. Since it's fairly easy to understand, and we all tend to have had experiences of stress. I think the Eleanor Barker case is a useful one, because you could hear how she was trying to balance a range of challenging sporting and life events at once. And this is a really good illustration of prolonged stress.
OK, thanks, Candice. Now it's perhaps my turn to contribute. I'd like to explain a bit more about assembling 15 burnout factors into one figure. As I read into the topic more and more, I could see a whole range of possible things that contributed to burnout, and they all mounted up into a very long list. And I was trying to make sense of it. So I started thinking about what categories could we fit these into. And the three-way split we came up with was a prolonged overload, individual characteristics, and situational characteristics. In fact, I remember speaking to you, Ian, to check that I was on the right lines, really.
Yes, I remember that. There are many ways that you could have divided all these influencing factors, but for teaching purposes, we went for a simple, easy-to-understand approach. I like the way we ended up with individual personality-related ideas being distinct from those situational ideas connected to a person's environment. It works as a teaching device, but how did you end up with 15 factors?
Well, it started out as 22 factors, but there was too much going on and there's lots of overlap between some of the items. So I took care over the wording and tried to avoid duplication, and that's how I pared it down to 15, which, those are the ones that are often mentioned in the research.
There's a balance, isn't there, though, between being absolutely scientifically correct with a long list and lots of definitions of terms and a shorter, more concise list, which is what we've got. Which works well for teaching purposes.
Good. I'm glad we agree on that. We'd be in trouble if we didn't. Would anyone like to add anything else?
Yeah, I will. I think these factors are really useful in helping us to understand burnout, but they'll also be really useful in helping us when we look at how we can prevent and manage burnout.
Great. Thank you.